The Astros went to the White House, and I don't think a lot of people noticed that. A lot of teams have been kind of declining invites or not even getting invites because it's been ugly.
Yeah.
But the Astros did decide to go. Now, this is really intriguing to me because a couple of players did decide not to go. You know, Carlos Beltran said it wasn't political. Probably was. A couple other, Carlos Correa, I think, said it was political. He didn't want to go see Trump. Jose Altuve is the one that really intrigues me. Because I get players that want to go. Even if you don't support, even if you do like the president, if you don't like him, if you don't support him.
Yeah, the moment of it all.
I still get going.
Yeah.
Like, it's part of winning a championship. I would rather players go and actually express themselves or don't go and talk about why they're not going. Like, I do want to hear from players of why they feel that way or what, you know, what they want. I'd rather not have them just sit out and not talk about it. Brady. So I do applaud players that either go and try to get their message out or don't go and try to speak about what their message is or just go and enjoy the moment. Any of those are fine. Jose Altuve was an interesting one to me because they took a lot of photos. For the most part, he is just glaring at Trump. He is disgusted and glaring. So I don't get this.
Maybe he's afraid he was going to get deported like he had to.
I really don't want to
be on Trump's bad side.
I really don't get going and just totally glaring him down the entire time, including when he was making jokes. He just shot blank stares. When he tried to shake his hand, he just wouldn't do it. Like, he clearly was disgusted to be in his presence, but why go?
You know, I think this reminds me of my lifelong feud with David Spade. I always said that if I would see David Spade, I would tell him to his face that he's a no-talent hack and he was only good with Farley. And all these things I was going to say. Then about 10 years ago, I was walking out of the Venetian, and here comes David Spade with Heather Locklear, and all my boys walked by me. They all knew because I had been telling them for years that I was going to do this, and they all pointed. They're like, oh, there he goes. And I froze up, and I did nothing. So I'm thinking maybe Altuve was just with his boys, like, I'm going to go, and I'm going to tell Trump what's up. I'm going to, you know, not shake his hand. I'm going to, I don't know, you know, step on his shoes, spit in his face. But then he got there, and all bets were off, and he just kind of froze. He didn't know what to do. Best laid plans, right?
I don't even know if he was. I don't know what he was doing.
Well, maybe,
just to me,
as I said, maybe he was afraid.
But
to get
the
deported.
Other one, the other one is, you know, there was an outrage, and this has gone both sides. I believe Tim Thomas, the goalie, did the same thing with Obama, which was fine. I'm totally interested to hear why you think you don't want to go. I don't agree with him, but I'm interested to hear what he has to say about it. This is what I don't get: the going there and not talking about it, but just glaring. And is this what people want? The people that got mad at, you know, players like the Warriors. We heard so many people mad about it. The Warriors don't want to go. They don't support the president. They think he's an awful person and an awful president. They're not going to go. That's all fine. But people are getting outraged about that.
Right.
Is this what you want? If you're outraged about players not going, is this what you want? You want players to go and just stare down the president? Like, I don't see how that's useful or helpful in to anybody. Even if you're like, hey, I applaud them for going. This is what you're wanting. So this is a weird one. So I don't really understand that, and I don't understand if that's what people want, but that's where we're at now with Jose Altuve just glaring at Trump the entire day.
Stone cold stare.
During the Astros' visit to the White House.
Number one.